So that was six pieces, starting off with Alan Strange, then a piece by me, Robert Voisey, Eleni Lilios, Barry Truax, Laurie Spiegel.
Barry Truax.
And the last piece was by Mike McFerrin.
Bring us into the sort of Vox Novus's general world. You not only do the 60 by 60, you also do a composer's voice, you also do the 15 minutes of fame in collaboration with it, and also a number of other projects. What is the empire of Vox Novus like?
So, currently we're running five concert series. The goal of Vox Novus is to promote, present, and empower the new music community. Living composers, me being a composer, starting it off back in 2000. But it really has grown into working, obviously, with musicians, but not just that. I mean, we have a huge dance community with 60 by 60 Dance, and we've been working with artists and so forth. So the main thrust and goal of Vox Novus always has been to just kind of get this wealth of new music and all sorts of forms and aesthetics and different genres, and get it out to the people. We've presented more than 500 concerts in 40 countries over these 15 years.
We didn't, I don't think, last time have an opportunity to talk about 15 Minutes of Fame. That's a program that's grown interestingly, because the performers wanted to help that program grow. What is that?
Yeah, so what happened was everybody wanted a acoustic 60 by 60. And Guy Livingston does a great project with piano that has 60 one-minute piano pieces. So I didn't want to do something with piano because I didn't want to step on his toes or anything. But people were looking for something like that. But 60 just seemed too big and too unwieldy for it to go forward. And when I talked to musicians about it, I said, well, do you really want to do 60 pieces? They were like, yeah, that's a little too much. So in 2009, I had kind of a little birthday celebration to do something. And so everybody's like, oh, we should write one-minute pieces. And I was like, I don't know, and so forth. But that we came up with this idea for Xiaoyan Ding, pianist, to do 15 Minutes of Fame, which is 15 one-minute pieces that are written specifically for her to perform. And we did that, and it worked out great, and everybody really loved it. And, a little time came by, and people were just like, wow, I would like to do that. So we did another one with Xiaoyan Ding, and then we just started, finding people would knock on our door and they would wanted pieces written for them. So we'd be like, sure, we put out a call. And then we basically implemented in our Composer's Voice concert program, which was happening once a month. So we were doing 15 Minutes of Fame once a month. Then we moved to twice a month. And it really hit by storm. I mean, we looked for a few people in the beginning, but now they all come to us looking to do that. And we've done 75 different calls from instruments, from obviously piano, string quartet, duos of every sort,
To extended voice. I mean, Beth Griffith, who Beth we heard Griffith. Yesterday, is sitting right outside the door right now of the studio.
And she did an awesome 15
really
minutes.
Fantastic
fame.
One, yeah.
You know, and, which she picked one of your pieces.
Yep.
And all the way to, we did one for mandolin orchestra.
Yes.
So it's been a great project, and that's been growing, and it's been like 60 by 60 was always designed to play elsewhere as well. So it, 15 Minutes of Fame hasn't gotten quite in as many places as 60 by 60 yet, but we've done it in 10 different countries so far.
Let's hear another, about 8 or 9 of the 60 by 60 pieces.
Yeah, let's start off with Alvin Curran.
Da 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 This amusing riddle graph, so you will may be ordered now.
Last night.
Now. In 10 years.
Last night.
All night.
All day.
Now and in the future.
For a little while.
Tonight.
In 10 years.
So tonight.
Tonight.
Now.
So tonight.
In 10 years.
Now.
Is next.
Now there's big dealer cash instead.
Now you can get a hard bite.
Now the world.
Now that's is flat.
But now with so many choices of
who
chicken.
Who has time for a healthy breakfast?
In 10 years.
For 40 years, women have trusted.
For a little while.
Just as long as fathers dance
better
with
hurry.
Daughters.
Hard bite.
Take control today.
Now. Last night.
Finally, there's a rich, delicious frozen dessert.
Finally, 0%
as long as there are welcome
it's
mats.
Thick, rich batter makes for one toasty taste and satisfyingly delicious waffle.
To make a
are you overweight?
Refreshingly smooth.
Just as long as families
surprising
come to
absolutely no
vanishes
fat.
Vanishes in. The protein of
it
two
goes
eggs.
On dry.
With just enough
plus
lemon.
The very best chocolate
give
taste.
Give it a try.
If you like the taste of whole
tired
wheat.
Tired of boring potatoes.
And fiber of this brand
for
cereal.
Sweet success.
It's not vanity.
I look great. I don't have a lot of
it
time.
It is necessary.
To form an invisible layer of protection.
Got it
triumphs.
It's not always convenient to have a big sombrero.
Jack? Is that you?
Yes.
Did you get the groceries?
Sort of.
What do you mean?
Well, they didn't have exactly what you asked for.
What do you mean?
They didn't have cherries.
Yesterday.
Well, they didn't have them.
Not at all.
They didn't have them.
But I ordered them yesterday.
They didn't have them.
I want some cherries.
Yeah.
Wow. That piece was by Stephen Betts. Really interesting composer. He was actually a big deal in the new wave scene, the English new wave pop band scene in the 80s, playing with Peter Murphy. Hmm. Like it's that's that sort of thing. He came over for our first 60 by 60 premiere in 2003, back when we did it at St. Mark's. Uh-huh. Under St. Mark's, a little black box theater. But so the big giant list started off with Alvin Karan. Then we had a piece by Gene Pritzker.
Do we have titles for these pieces?
No.
It's too long.
Title.
60 seconds.
Then we had Dan Cooper.
Piece three.
Ben Boone.
Fourth piece.
Tova Cardone.
Cinquième piece.
John Link.
Stuck.
And then Doctors and Nurses. I knew that piece by Stephen Betts.
We're going to take a quick a call here to one of our other former guests, Gene Pritzker, and let's see if we can get him on the line here real quick. He did the special introduction to Calvis and Damien that you have heard the past 2 days, and he, when we went off the air, he and
the person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Oh, well.
Gene.
Come on. You said you'd be there. All right. Well, it's back to 60 by 60, and we will try again say another 10 minutes.
Sounds good. And we're going to start with another piece by a new piece by John Bellotta. Here we go.
Thank you.
No. Whoops.
Yeah, you're, okay.
you're in the midst of listening to a 60 by 60 special with Rob Voicy here on Calvis and Damien's special 20th anniversary celebration. Who did we hear there?
So we started off with John Bellotta, and then we had Hai Kung Lee, then Melissa Paranosic, Joan LaBarbera, Melissa Gray, Anaya Lockwood, and we finished up with Lynn Jobe, who just called.
Called in today.
Just a little blast from the past for us.
Because she called in, what, 8 years ago?
She called in.
And 7 years ago and six years
ago. Yes. Well, Lynn, hi, Lynn. Shout out to Lynn.
Which is great. You know, so if people don't know, what we used to do, kind of a hallmark of what we're doing now is similar to the 60 by 60 radio request extravaganza, which we've done several times here on Calvis and Damien, and where we would do a big giant call for works, and we would be getting ready to, you know, make the selections and picking the mixes and so forth. But what we wanted to do was give everybody a chance of getting heard, regardless of, you know, what some panel or jury thought and so forth. So we would come to a radio station, and we would bring in all these CDs. I think the first year that we came here, I mean, now it's all digital and it's on computers and flash drives, but we came here with 500 CDs all in boxes, and we just told everybody, get their fans and friends and family or call themselves and request their piece to be played on the air. And I think Lynn was our high scorer, if I remember.
I wonder how that happened. Meanwhile, this is WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick.
And I think we now have the opportunity to get Gene Pritzker on the line.
What, again?
On the line, listen to me, on the line. Am I living in? Really, seriously. Okay, let's see if we can get him
at
here.
At least we can get that lovely dial tap.
Yes, all right, here we go. There it is.
Oh.
What?
Hey, there you are.
Hello.
All right, Gene Pritzker is here. Noise Punk himself. Welcome to Calvis and Damien there, Gene, the successor to us for a while, and now the maker of music that's all over the world. We're all jealous of you.
Hello.
What, you can't hear us?
Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No. Yeah, we can. All right, go for it.
Oh, okay, there I am. Noise Punk up in the house. Happy anniversary, Calvis and Damien.
Hey, thank you. All right, thanks.
How's it been going, couple days?
It's good. It's been good. I love the way Skype is transforming your voice into a new composition.
Oh, no doubt. This is how it's all about. Live electronic processing through Skype, the new thing.
So what has happened to you, man? You have gone from this guy in New York who's doing a lot of stuff and getting a lot of attention to a guy who's now all over the world. You've been scoring for movies now. What do you do? What happened to you? Who'd you pay?
Oh, man. Paying everybody off.
Speaking of off.
Threatened them, violence, Russian mob and shit.
Where's that button?
That's how you did it, Gene.
Yes.
Do we have to hold the button? Uh-oh.
You guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. A dump here, because, you know, certain words we can't put on the air, but the button doesn't seem to do anything. Yeah. Well, I think we may be dumping. We'll just see. I don't know. Whatever people hear out there.
Of course.
Okay.
I heard the word ship.
Yes, this passing
ship,
in the night.
Yes. Ships.
Passing, yes, in the
passing
night.
Through,
yeah,
the night.
Yes.
What did you think I said? I can't even think of anything that rhymes with it.
Yeah, me either.
Lips.
Lips. Assination. Okay. I heard a fantastic thing that you were doing out in Berlin recently. We just listened to your vocalist in one of the 60 by 60 pieces.
Oh, wait, which one? Oh, Berlin. Gosh, I can't remember now. Oh, something on 60 by 60?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We were talking about aging. Uh-huh. It's Rob.
Oh, hey, Rob! Rob up in the house. What's going on, baby?
Not much, man. No, we were talking about Melissa Paranosic.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. We've been working a lot with her. and with Composed Concordance. You know, we're doing lots of concerts. Dennis is on some concerts this year, which is exciting for us.
Yeah, that's right. Well. I'll be and out there with you in the 29th of November, right?
29th November.
Yeah.
Oh yes, that one. That's right.
That one.
But you're also on the October. Yeah, but you're also on an October concert.
On the 72 project.
Yeah, that's right. You're in a bunch of things. Good. We have a huge season. It's our 31st season, and we have about 20 concerts, basically. I'm losing count. So we're kind of excited about this very large, interesting season. We're going to have even an orchestra concert and a big band concert and God knows what else. So, and that's mostly in New York. So we're, you know, that's what we're doing stuff, but also around the world as well, as you mentioned. But, yeah. And, you know, Daskruna and I.
Uh-oh, we're losing you again. All right. Looks like we...
By the mention of Daskruna.
Yeah, as soon as you mentioned Daskruna, the signal seems to have dropped.
You know, because they're listening to me, man. They don't want me to talk about Daskruna. Today.
Well, Gene, we wanted to thank you for doing that special intro. We played it both days and loved it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great. Yeah, it was really fun to remix it. Remix the remix of Wagner. Double remix.
Double remix. And nothing better to remix than Wagner.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. great. Well, you guys, I'm really glad that you guys did this. Sorry I couldn't be out there. I was almost able to be out there, but it didn't work out in the end.
Well, we'll be down there in November. So, and October. November, I'll be down there. So we'll get to see you in person. So that'll be great.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you guys, keep it strong, keep it going, keep the music alive.
All right, thanks, Gene. See you later.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
See you.
All righty.
Yeah, Gene Pritzker, he always just totally and completely blows my mind. He's so good. He's so fast. His rap work is fantastic. And, you know, you don't think of the person who, you know, does orchestration for films and who does, you know, pieces for orchestra and chamber ensemble as the same guy who does, you know, rap. And not only that, but, you know, the whole rhythmic aspect of his music is not related in the same way. They're just it's a diversity within the same guy. Love Gene Pritzker. Anyway.
Plus, he's doing great work with Composers Concordance, too.
Oh, yeah. That's so incredible. The festival this year is spectacular. I mean, people from all over and, so as he said, so many concerts. Yeah, I will be doing a piece for chamber ensemble and extended voice. I'll be performing the extended voice part.
What about the October? Do you know
the October is a thing called the 72 Project, which is the 72 Names of God. And he asked for one-minute pieces for eight-part chorus. And I did two of them, and he's doing one of them on the 15th of October in a gallery in New York. And as I said, the one in November, I'm doing this new piece for chamber ensemble and extended voice. So I'll get to be doing my first New York performance in, I don't know, what, 30 years? I don't think I performed myself down there since maybe 77, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Another anniversary.
Yeah, another anniversary. Anyway. Okay, Rob, back to you. What do we got?
So we're going to start off with a piece by Patrick Liddell. He's also a great composer, but he's also a video artist and so forth. We've 60 by 60 has collaborated with dance and sculpture and painting and so forth, and we also did some video collaborations. So he actually created, he did a very special mix for us where he did 360 video pieces to six different mixes.
All right.
360 degrees of 60 by 60. A 6-hour video.
Wow.
Yeah. And we used to basically do an installation in several different places for that. Pretty wild. But let's start out with his music, Patrick Liddell. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was that last one?
That was actually a piece by Yves Bouglarion.
Who was our co-host yesterday on the show.
Wow. And performer on last night's concert.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, that...
there are actually only six composers in the world.
Yeah, well, and that set was Patrick Liddell, Rodney Washka, Charles Norman Mason, Monroe Golden, Warren Burt. Pauline Oliveros.
Yep.
And finally, Yves Bouglarion. So, you know,
go ahead. Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
See if you can get through it.
Yes, right.
I want to say thank
we'll keep
you.
Listening.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No,
I mean,
thank you.
I am so
glad.
We'd
be nothing without you.
Oh, no, it's not true. It's. I remember, you know, you're talking about like 15 years of Vox Nova. So when I started it, it was. You know, it was going to be me, and like I was going to play my music, and I started this company, and you know, to you know, write off expenses and things like that.
Oh, sure.
I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, figure out how to do concerts and so forth. And I started collaborating with my friends, and so we started. I started the website in 2000, and one of the things I did was this American composer timeline, and you know, to try to be sticky and you know, get people from all over the web to come to Vox Novas, and. I did all this research on finding composers' websites and links to, you know, living composers, specifically American at the time. And I kept running into this website over and over and over again. It was Calvis and Damien.
That's before composers had their own websites.
And then, you know, it was great. You know, I was listening to the shows then online, you know, from New York City and... you know, and then you know, we started communicating, and you guys interviewed me in, could it be 2002?
Could be
when you came down to New York City,
yeah,
and worked,
yeah,
with the American Music Center.
I'm trying to remember which year that was. I thought it was earlier than that, but maybe not.
It might have been.
We made three trips to the American Music Center, and I can't remember which one it was that we talked to you in. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, you guys were really inspiring. I mean, you were just a you know, a great resource for composers and empowerment and like just getting, you know, our music and basically our stories. I mean, you guys were asking smart questions and doing interviews and being kind of funny and entertaining and engaging at the same time.
Oh, engaging. That's us. We love to engage. Speaking of engaging, let's engage some more pieces in just a second. We are going to sign off ourselves and roll out everything through the 60 by 60 pieces. This is the end of the Calvis and Damien 20th anniversary specials, 10 plus hours of non-pop live with guests and recordings and a concert and everything else. We're so grateful to everyone who's been involved in this project, and once again our thanks to station manager Chris Gruen for saying, yeah, you guys can do this, silly man, and to Jim Cross, who helped us get things going, and of course to David Ferland, without whom we could have done nothing here. He's the magic man, and of course our co-host yesterday, Yves Bouglarion and Robert Bonotto, our wrangler and advisor, Zona Hostetler, our tech team, David Morneau, Caleb Boardman, Chelsea Gibbs, Megan McCormick, Zach Hartling, and Ben Spound. And this was made possible with the support from WGDR, WGDH Community Radio, and the Randy Hostetler Living Room Music Fund. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
You know, it's just a quick note, not to get too maudlin, but there is the idea of the elephant in the room without whom all this wouldn't happen.
Who's the elephant?
The DB Kits ensemble, who's put this radio show together. The Damien part is pretty minimal, and most of the time he has little idea of what's going on. He just sort of is a push buttoner. But mostly it's the DB Kits who keeps everything running.
Somehow don't think so, but that's all right. I'll accept it.
Okay, then.
For now.
Right.
Back over to Rob Voisey, who will play us out with some more pieces of the 60 by 60 great project of more than 3,000 you've collected over the years.
Be back in 10 years.
So to give just a little heads up on the pieces as we sail off into the airwave sunsets, we've got pieces coming off by Hans Tamen. Josh Goldman, Jerez Koshers, Brad Decker, Eldad Sabery, Lynn Culbertson, Robert Dick, Margaret Shadell, Jane Wang, Paul Clavel, Serban Nietzschefor, Angela McGarry,
can it be?
Stephen Leos,
again?
George Brother,
no.
Paula Matheson, Darius Garoff, Maggie Payne,
oh man,
Judith Shaitin,
the best,
Larry Gabb,
she was a guest.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. David Morneau.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Morris.
Okay.
Joe Pearson.
Yeah.
Douglas De Silva. Dennis Bathory Kitts. John Biggs.
Oh.
David Gunn.
What?
Yeah. Greg Bartholomew.
I didn't know you did
that. CDZ.
Ooh.
Christian McClure.
Okay.
Alan Shockley.
Hmm.
Andy Hasselflug. Aaron Johnson.
And let it go.
And hopefully we'll get to the end with David Hahn.
All right.
All right.
All right. Hit it. Bye, everybody. See you in 20.
20.